water healing meditation. Since this is our month of December, the 12th month of the year, it's the day of our great celebration for those of us who have been following the news. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! it's nice to be with our people, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I'm really excited to have you here today, Carla. Carla is, I've known Carla for quite some time, and she's been healing people and animals with shamanism for over 25 years. And she's the founder of the Spirit Healer School of Shamanism, and she offers animal communication, shamanic soul gardening, and dragon work, and core principles of shamanism and for helping animals. And for those of you who don't know Carla, her website is spirithealer.com. And she also does a lot with horses.
Mm-hmm.
So, check out her website and see all these great things she has to offer. So, Carla, I'm excited to see what you've prepared for us today.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry I jumped ahead without waiting for your introduction. I just sort of assumed that I was going to go, but thank you.
That's okay. I wanted to sneak in your website before you took off.
Definitely an Energizer Bunny today because I started the day at physical therapy and got my hip joint realigned after having it misaligned by the wrong saddle last week. Just saying.
Mm.
I know.
That's important.
So, a couple things I want to share with you guys. I've been doing shamanic work for a really, really long time. And 2 years ago, I gave up teaching. I just cut it way back. And I'm now reinstating my shamanic healing program. It begins actually on Monday with a class called Exploring Shamanic Power. And there I'll teach people how to journey into the various worlds, connect with their teachers, connect with their power animals, and then learn how to stand witness to a complete shamanic healing for somebody. And also how to learn to speak with our loving dead relatives. And so that's my warm-up class for my 9-month intensive training program. And that program begins in January and runs for 9 months with weekly sessions. All of my classes are taught on Zoom teleconferencing, and we have, so far in the 9-month training program, one person from California, two from Arizona, and one from South Africa. So there's a couple more places that are open in that class, and I've got, I think, about 4 more places open in Exploring Shamanic Power. So if you're interested, go to spirithealer.com, and I've got it in a couple places on the page. You can look at the top where it says Learn Shamanism and learn all about it, or you can go to the Events tab, and it's all listed in my events. And I would look forward to talking with you more about the programs. My work recently being in the last 5 years, has been exploring the world of the fairies and how they are integrated into our world on the other side of the veil. And today's water healing I would like to do in conjunction with the fairies. We sometimes call the fairies the she, which is a Gaelic term for the fairies. So if I interject she and fairies and I go back and forth, understand that's it's just one word for the same thing, and I flip-flop. As I was preparing for today, I asked my main teacher, Grandmother Sunflower, whom I've worked with forever. She's a lower world compassionate being, a nature being who comes to me in the form of a woman, grandmother, with this fabulous apron thing, and just the energy of a sunflower. She has a human face, but she came to me first teaching me how to plant sunflowers as a way of doing healing work. So that's why I call her Grandmother Sunflower. she told me today that what she'd like us to do is for me to teach you a technique for working with the fairies to bring healing to their world and for them to bring healing to our world, for us to do cooperative healing for each other. So this is actually kind of a new venture for me, but it's like the next step from a bunch of things that they've taught me. So you guys are on board with learning the next lesson with me as we do this. Okay? Okay. Thank you for saying that. I'm going to do this as a partially guided meditation and partially shamanic journey. And why, by that I mean that for those of you who know how to journey, you'll be irritated by my guided part. And for those of you who don't know how to journey, the guided part will take you to a place where when I turn you loose, you'll be able to journey on your own. In shamanic journeying, we typically just hold an intention and the person who's leading the group simply drums. And each of us journeys on our own, holding our own intention and working directly with our spirit guides. Shamanic journeys are rarely guided because the spirit guide might have another idea and the guiding can be a nuisance. But when we're in a mixed group like this, I do guiding because it brings people along who don't yet know how to journey on their own. So that just explains things for you. We're going to begin by my doing a calling in of the spirits, and I'm going to ask you to go with me into each of the four directions as I call in and ask you to call in your power animals, your teachers, and the ancestors who love you from each of those directions and just see who comes. So we'll begin with that. I'll use a rattle. I call the spirits of the north, the power animals, teachers, compassionate beings who will hold us all together as a sacred circle today so that we may collectively bring a gift of healing to the waters of the Shi and ask for them to reciprocate with a healing for the waters of physical earth. I call the spirits of the east, power animals, teachers, ancestors, compassionate beings of the East, to come join us today, our large, beautiful cyber circle, and help us as we bring a gift of healing to the Shi, to the waters of the fairy, and ask for them to reciprocate with a healing for the waters of Earth. I call the spirits of the South, the power animals and teachers, compassionate beings of the South, sweet ones who have guided us, seen and unseen, throughout our lives. Please help us bring our gift to the Shi and ask for a gift for our water in return. I call the spirits of the West, powerful ones who carry us betwixt, between, through the worlds, who birth us and receive us when we cross. Compassionate beings, help us today gather the power to give to the Shi that they may reciprocate with a gift to our waters. Spirit of the sky, great star beings from whom the creative life force flows, please come. Reach into each of our crowns right now. Blue and white light shining down through the tops of our heads, through our hearts, through our torsos, into our feet, radiating back into our center and out into our hands, holding the beautiful blue and white light of creation in our hands right now. And turning to the earth, gifting that blue and white light to the earth and receiving its power of the green light of life force rising up through us, seeing us fruit like the flowers on a bush, the leaves on a tree, the reciprocation of earth and skylight, blooming in love. As above, so below, as within, so without, may the power of the she be with us, and the inner she be in our heart. Holding that beautiful presence, I ask you to ask your lead teacher, seen or unseen, to guide you now into the sacred circle where we are all standing together. In the center of that circle is a beautiful glowing orb. Some days it looks like a dragon's egg, other days like a crystal ball. And to each of us it appears different, but it is the orb that is the center of the power of the sacred circle that we work with. It's Spirit Healer School. It is the Spirit Healer community's circle of power. And you're all with us now in it. I ask you to remember that blue and white light that we pulled into your hands just a moment ago and offer it now to the orb to increase its glow. And take back from the orb a gift for your physical health and well-being. Allow that healing to flow through you, to be whatever you need right now, fixing whatever ails you. Behind you is a depth of spirits, ancient ones, modern ones, from everywhere, standing witness and contributing to this power. Offer them some of that beautiful gift that you just received. Spread it out, world, to wherever it goes. Its infinite boundary. Grandmother comes forward. She welcomes you into her circle. She welcomes each of your teachers, each of your ancestors, each of your power animals, and the circles beyond those circles who have come to join, connected to you. She honors each of you with a touch. As you receive this touch, you will feel a light of gold come, like a disc. This is your personal portal. This light of gold, however you perceive it, will be your portal into the fairies, into the land of the she. Before we cross through that portal, I'd like you please to remember a body of water on earth that you would like to have healing given to today, that you would like to heal. Now that you've chosen, and if you haven't, just choose one. They're all connected. Excellent. We're going to be asking the she to heal this body of water. But there is a body of water in the fairy world that needs healing from us. I have no idea what it is. I've just been told that it's true. Holding in your heart your request for the healing of the body of water here on earth, I ask you to once again connect to your power animals and your teachers and ask to be given a gift that you can give to the body of water in the fairy world. Oh, interesting. So many of you have such different gifts. They're all perfect. I asked grandmother, she says, you're ready. Deep breath and ask that beautiful golden orb, light, disc, the golden, open and pass through it now. And meet a guide on the other side. They may touch you, they may show face. Your power animal will assure you're connected. If you're having any trouble with this, just say, please, fairy teacher, guide me to the golden, beautiful light and take me through it. Ask the teacher who connected with you to guide you to the body of water that the fairies would like you to contribute healing, love, and light. To give your healing to this body of water as a gift to the fairy. When you're there, present your gift, your offering, and ask your fairy teacher to guide how that gift shall be received. See the fractals of beautiful light, the blue and white light of the water, creative life force of water. Ask your fairy guide, if you choose, how does this help you? How does this help your people? Are there any more gifts that I can share with you now? Anything else you need from me, dear fairy teacher? My teacher says to tell you that the gift of love from your heart is enough. Share that with them now. The water from this sacred place in the world of the fairy that you have just helped. Ask it to energize the water of the place on earth. Ask it to support the healing of the water on the place of earth that you hold close in your heart. and coming up from the land of the Shi. Rise back into earth through the body of water that you hold sacred, that you have asked healing for, and float on its surface now. As above, so below. As within, so without. I call the power of the blue and white light of creation from the star beings. To come down through me now and cover this beautiful body of water with your creative life and renewal. And I ask the water power from the fairy world to swirl through this beautiful body of water and integrate its life power with the star's life power to renew and heal this body of water now. We call the spirit of this body of water to come forward, the genus loci of this body of water to come and make his or her presence known to you now. How can we help you? What do you need? If you've been given a mission, a shamanic mission, go do that mission now. If you are not on a mission, remember to keep integrating the life of the stars with the light of the fairies, merging them together into the body of water of your heart. And when your mission is complete, take a sip of the water into your hands. And remember the body of water of the Shi and connecting those two energies together in your hands. Come back to the sacred circle where we began, coming back through your golden portal. And when you're back in circle, pass the water to the person on your right. And pass it around the circle until all our waters are blended. Share that power now with the orb and let it feed all of those who feed the orb, who are powers and spirits unknown to us, but who love us very, very, very much. And through all the dimensions we go, through this gift of the love of the water, through all of them. Allow yourself to be healed by this gift. Allow yourself to be renewed. For those of you who would like to journey now to understand everything you just experienced and more, I will now just hold the space for you for 5 minutes. For those of you who don't know how to journey, just let this healing soak in, as it were. Coming back now from your journey, back to our sacred circle where we all stand together. See us. And see the fire now glowing with the orb. Dance, 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 dance. In celebration and thank the spirits for everything that they have done with us today and that we have done with them. Thank the spirits for the healing of the water, for the connection of the she with the land, for the connection of the she with your heart, and of the healing you have received. As above, so below. As within, so without. Journey back now through your breath, into your bones, into your body, seated with your heart. Thank you, spirits. Thank you, spirits. Thank you, circle. Thank you, friends. Welcome back. I hope everybody feels great and that you did really good work. Mary, is it appropriate for us to ask if anybody would like to share a little something?
Absolutely, and I would like to start.
Awesome.
I just had to tell you. You know, after we gave the water in the fairy realm our gift, you said ask if there's anything else we need to give, right, or anything else they need from us. And I immediately sat down on the edge of the water and started pouring love out of my heart. And then you said, all that's necessary is that we pour love out of our heart. And I was like, whoa, already there, already doing it. It was just so perfect. I mean, I almost started laughing because it was like, wow, all right. I was just sitting there on the shore just doing this, you know. So, yeah,
cool.
It was really cool. Thank you. I really enjoyed that. I love working with the fairy realm, and it was just brilliant to combine going to their realm and then having, you know, doing some healing work there and having them bring it here. So I loved it.
Thank you.
So anybody out there who wants to share something or, you know, ask Carla a question, star 6.
Hi, this is Linda. Yeah, I was, I'd have to say ditto to Mary. I started just, you know, releasing love from my heart, and then that's what you said, that's what the fairies wanted. So it was, I kind of connected in the same way as Mary did.
Oh, how funny.
Well,
that's
we were
great.
All connected because, you know, I don't think these things up in advance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really powerful, powerful exercise and meditation. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Ah. This is Randy Bigfoot in New York.
Hi, Randy.
I am guided to bless the body of water that I'm consuming.
Hmm.
Maybe you can share a little bit more about how that affects our lives and our healing journey. How we, if we bless our food and our water as part of our experience, it seems to be, for me, one of the most natural and rejuvenative experiences that we have choice about.
Boy, it sure does, huh? It really probably makes your everything about your day go better. because you're walking in gratitude and connection. Does that seem right to you, Dave? Well, Randy?
Yeah. I take it down to the cellular level, and there's a cell called a aquaporin channel. P-O-R-I-N, aquaporin, or P-O, something like that. And that's how water gets in and out of our cells.
Ah.
Which is, if you're going to interact with your innate intelligence, take your sense of awareness of self down to a cellular level, that's one of the places you can journey towards.
Okay. I've been thinking about these things. My visualization for these things is actually just a fractal matrix, which is the same as what your fascia looks like. It's the same as what dark matter looks like as they try to map dark matter. Those are two examples of it, but this fractal matrix has an energetic component to it that seems to be where order comes out of randomness. And I don't have any more to say about it than that. I just have been working with it as an image as I'm doing healing work, and it's made my healing work stronger, especially my hands-on work.
Sort of like the microcosmic, macrocosmic orbit stuff. And
maybe, yeah.
That the entire universe exists inside of one of my cells.
Right.
That's where I go with the fractals, is bringing all that is into oneness with one cell. And knowing and to get to that realization that it's all love and it's happening. It's not even gonna happen. It's right there. It's already is.
Yeah. Well, my mind follows my experience. My mind is not as forward thinking as my experience. So it's just how I walk.
Divine love and infinite gratitude. Thank you for your help today.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate it.
Peace.
Would anyone else like to share? I see it. I hear a deafening silence.
It's a quiet group today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well we may want to do a little grounding, because sometimes quietness means that people aren't home yet.
Okay.
And so let's do cross crawl. You know what that is, where you take your right hand and you tap your left leg and you go up your body cross crawl wise, go across yourself. Just connect yourself right to left, right to left. Until you feel like your back and your bones. I've learned a lot about fascia lately and how important cross crawl is. I've been doing a lot of work. And there's crisscrossing. There's this crisscrossing thing like a lattice that goes across the horse. And I work with that on a macro and micro level, and it makes all the difference. So remember cross crawl. It really is what will keep you balanced and grounded. Welcome home.
Great. Thanks for that, Carla.
Yeah.
Some really now loud noise going on there. So what I'm going